Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
It's time for a new way to talk. Here's Medal of Honor recipient David
Bellavia.
No, that's not it.
David Bellavia.
That's not how you pronounce it.
Staff Sergeant David Bellavia.
Really? That's how you're going to pronounce it?
David Bellavia.
Ah, come on.
David Bellavia.
It's David Bellavia on WBEN.
Well, hey, good morning. It is the David Bellavia Show here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Joe Beamer here with you today. We're going to give a verdict on the Amazon Grand Island. At 10 o'clock, talk to Dr. Mark Epstein and also TikTok. And to do all of that, first let's introduce Medal of Honor recipient David Bellavia.
Well, there's the... Oh, that's very kind. Hey, so Tony Caligiuri is over there. We got Joe Beamer. That's the applause for Tony. Congratulations. We were coming up with, we like to come up with theme music. We want to make this as, you know, it's radio. There should be music, right? So we're going to bring Dr. Mark Epstein on at 10 o'clock, and he's the biggest brain in the world. We're also going to talk about COVID and going back to school. He worked in school and administration for years. But we were coming up with a theme song for when Mark comes onto the program. And it's Silver Spoons, one of my favorite shows growing up. You know who Ricky Schroeder was. He was huge. So as we were talking about our favorite theme songs, someone inevitably put in Who's the Boss, and we're watching Who's the Boss on YouTube. That's Silver Spoons. Kill that. So we were talking to, we were watching the Who's the Boss intro. Do you remember Tony Danza, Who's the Boss? He's an ex-baseball player. He meets this attractive businesswoman who, it almost sounds like a Hallmark movie already. There's death. There's no, inexplicably, she doesn't have. So Tony Danza becomes a nanny to these two kids as a former baseball player. And in the intro of like the first three seasons, Tony Danza is like showing his baseball skills by obviously a slow pitch softball game sliding into home plate. But he takes off like Superman, and it is the easiest out I've ever seen in my life. The catcher literally just turns the glove, and Tony's out. And I was telling, I was talking before the show with Tony Caligiuri, and I was saying, an ex-baseball player sliding high in a softball game? That doesn't give us a whole lot of hope for Tony Danza's character. I mean, seriously, who does that?
Lots of people too. I played against a lot of guys who thought they were in the big league when they showed up. You know, we're playing at Delaware Park Beer League in front of the Buffalo
out?
Cage, and they're showing up. They got the eye black, and they got you know the wristbands all the way up.
No, they do not have complete, eye black. On.
Oh yeah, complete matching pants. They've got the bag with multiple bats. Multiple
all right, let me
gloves.
Ask you a question, Tony. How old of a man are you?
55.
Do you own a pair of baseball pants?
No.
Okay. So if a 55-year-old man is wearing baseball pants, they can't be from when he was 18.
He had to go out and buy them.
He went and bought baseball pants. There's no purpose for baseball pants outside of baseball. You can't wear those to the club.
Last time I had baseball pants, I was in my 20s. When I played.
On the weekend, D.A. Flynn isn't at Home Depot wearing baseball pants. It's not like a recreational... You know what I mean?
Stirrup socks.
So you're, and by the way, you said slow pitch softball.
Yeah, slow pitch.
And you've got eye black on.
Sure.
Because that happens in slow pitch where you lose the softball in the dome at Tropicana Field.
All the time.
So the batting gloves for softball too?
Oh yeah, yeah.
You need that?
Yeah, they bring that.
If you were going to play in a softball league, how much money would you be allowed to invest in your softball league?
I wouldn't be putting a penny into
Seriously.
It. I grab Nick's glove and let's I'd
just,
go out there.
Let's just do the math though. The outfit is probably what, $100?
Yeah, you're thinking about what, $40 for a jersey, another $35, $40 okay. for the pants, I'm guessing.
And now you need batting gloves?
Yeah, that's probably what, $35? $20, $25.
You gotta have the softball cleats, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So that's another $100?
Sure.
And now what, do you have sliding gloves? Do you change the gloves up when you're running the bases?
No, they keep their, they or they put the gloves in their back pocket.
It's just ridiculous.
And dive head first on a slide. They're Pete Rose.
Honestly, you've umpired before, Little League?
Yes, actually, okay. I did.
When you see the Tony Danza slide, how long did it take to determine what the outcome was?
I mean, in the 3-second clip, I already...
He was out in the first second.
He's nowhere close to being safe. This is a guy who played baseball.
Give me a shot of Tony Danza cracking a ball and sending it into left field for a home run. I don't want to see him getting tagged out on what's obviously... he never should have turned third.
He's going to run over the catcher and make him drop the ball.
Unbelievable.
When they were filming that, they should have said, you know what, Tony? We're just not going to include this.
We're not going to include this. You're way out. You're Pete Rose sliding into... That's a crazy phenomenon when adults are still, you know, carrying on from their high school years.
By the way, just so everyone knows how many theme songs we were listening to before the show, you said that the one that I was playing was Silver Spoons.
Right.
I'm sorry, David. That was the theme song to Who's the Boss.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was playing. You know what? That is. I apologize. You're absolutely right. Silver Spoons is way better. That's one of my favorites. But you know, yesterday while we were doing this this program. Twitter went off about this explosion in Beirut, Lebanon. And just to let you know that, you know, a lot of people, when they see that mushroom cloud, it automatically brings us back to the file photos of seeing Hiroshima or Nagasaki. And just, you know, the mushroom cloud happens a lot with large explosions. The telltale sign that something's not a nuke is that someone's filming it. And if they're that close to a nuke, they would be evaporated. So there's
what's that one bomb that the United States used in Afghanistan? I
the believe. Moab.
Yes, that's what I thought.
It's huge. But again, you know, the story was a firecracker facility, and then we found out that that's a shipping area. And you know, if you ever want to, you know, stay up all night worrying, in Corpus Christi, Texas, or in New Orleans, where we have large shipping container areas, New York and Jersey as well. The amount of containers that come in and out of that port is unbelievable. And the security that you would have to do to ensure that every one of those things are clean, it's a very porous way of providing national security because we just don't have the manpower. We've got ways to detect nuclear, biological, chemical agents, radiation, things like that. But there's always going to be a gap. And in this circumstance, it was either Hezbollah seized munitions that went off. It could have been ignited by a firecracker. But the way you can tell that is that there's a person filming it. And usually when you're filming an explosion, it's because you set up the explosion or you know it's going to happen. But we have so many different camera angles. There had to have been a series of explosions and then one giant big one. But when you look at the size of that, I mean, the devastation of the before and after, you know, we're talking at least 100 dead now, thousands injured, and those injuries are all glass and shrapnel and just pieces of building. But think about these kids in Afghanistan and Iraq that were that close to an IED, that close to a bomb, a truck bomb. You know, your brain is rattled after that. Your ears are shot. And, you know, just the people of Beirut, we're thinking of them today. Horrible situation. The president made us, you know, basically told us in his briefing that it was a bomb of some sort. You know, obviously terrorism and what's going on with Hezbollah and Lebanon and Syria. But at this point, how, you know, was it could have been a bomb that was in a facility that had a bunch of other things that also contributed to that blast. But I have not seen anything that a conventional blast that big in a very long time.
The video angle that really got me was the guy driving down the highway, and you see the explosion, and then 2 seconds later, it takes out his windows, takes out his...
Yeah, flash to bang. It's incredible. And, you know, the other thing is, just go back to when we were testing the atom bomb, we brought everyone. It was like a red carpet event. We brought John Wayne. We brought the Dodgers showed up. We brought all these people to see this explosion out in the desert. And every one of those kids that, and, you know, celebrities that went to view that all ended up dying of cancer. That we had no idea the proximity that we should be next to a nuclear blast. They give you goggles. They give, you know, they teach you in the military to face the blast and go into the prone position. Look, if it's a nuke, it's a nuke. You're done no matter what. But a conventional bomb of that size, it's almost impossible to be anywhere near that. And if you're near a glass structure or a building, I mean, all those windows are gone. Those pieces of glass are just flying like a hurricane. It's just absolutely devastating.
We also filmed a movie on a nuke site here in America back in the day because we didn't know the lasting effects.
Oh, absolutely. It's ridiculous. It's absurd. No foresight to see that this was something that could potentially harm us. We've got a lot to talk about. We're going to kick this off by talking about TikTok and everyone and their mother. Here it is.
Okay, I'm bored in the house and I'm in the house, boy.
TikTok.
Bored in the house and I'm in the house, boy. Bored in the motherfucking
house,
bored and I'm bored in the motherfucking
house, boy. Well done. There it is. TikTok. Now listen, all these, so basically there's an article in the Federalist. This is way back when, like March 2019. This thing goes into explaining that, you remember Vine was a way to get short little videos out there, was hugely popular.
Loved Vine.
Everyone loved Vine, right? And when these companies start, you know, these startups come out there, they hit the marketplace, a lot of people are competing, and then these, Facebook will gobble up Instagram, Facebook will gobble up, you know, Twitter goes over here and they start a video service, and you've got Google, you've got YouTube. Everyone's trying to have their own video platform, their own picture-only platform. And TikTok shows up out of China. Now, understand, a Chinese company has one rule, and that is they have to do whatever the Chinese government says. So you could make the argument, hey, I don't work for the Communist Chinese Party. You don't have the right to say no to the Chinese government. So anything that China asks of TikTok, because... their company is ByteDance out of China. You're totally have to bend over backwards for the Chinese government, and you can't say no. So whether or not they're sharing information, if China ever asked for the information, these companies can't say no. Now, if Twitter asks the United States for information, Twitter can say no, right? Or Twitter can cooperate, depending on what the investigation is, what the purpose is. But here we know that Chinese companies can never say no to the Chinese government. But this is a service that has now a billion users across the globe, and it's wildly popular. The demographic is growing older, and that's what usually happens with baby boomers, is they ruin all the young people's technology. Because Facebook was like the coolest thing for 3-4 years, and then mom and grandma and grandpa got on Facebook, and now it became super stupid. So all the young people moved over to Instagram, they moved over to Snapchat, and then what happened? Mom wants to keep up on what the kids are doing. Mom goes over to Instagram. Mom goes over to Snapchat. And old people are pushing young people into other platforms because once they get on there, it's not fun anymore.
As soon as Facebook bought Instagram, that's when the Facebook older people started going to Instagram because it was all integrated.
Right. And so it's, they all have their different purposes and the ease of uploading images. Twitter has their own way of doing that stuff and how they communicate and all that good. But here's the reality here. What TikTok has become is it's a video sharing app that is literally the fascination of the entire world. So for the last 8 months, this has been the hottest thing out there. COVID is a huge reason for that. People are now staying home. They want to be entertained. And all you do is go through seconds of videos. They're not, you don't have to sit for 4 minutes. You don't have to sit for 5 minutes. And you know, when you have 30 seconds to work on something, you got to get in and get out. So it's got to be entertaining if it's got 1.7 million people looking at it. And there was a service called Musical.ly. And Musical.ly was the old version of TikTok. And so what Musical.ly basically was allowed you to lip sync a video. So you could lip sync an audio clip from your favorite comedian, but it's your face in a video and the voice is Chris Rock, or the voice is Jennifer Lopez, or the voice is, you know, Outkast. And this 80-year-old woman is quoting the lyrics of a rap singer. It's funny. You've got music in the background and you can filter it and make it look pretty. The point is, people love it and it becomes like popcorn, and you have one, you got to have 50, and you've got really, really young kids using it. You've got the Gen Z folks, you've got older people using it, and it's global, it's international. And the problem is, all of the data that is gleaned off of TikTok is going directly to the communist Chinese. Now, listen, I know there's a lot of reasons why people are, you know, pro-Trump, anti-Trump. If you make this TikTok issue a political issue, you are doing a great disservice to national security. I want to see the most liberal Democrats, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, everyone should be on the same page. This is not a partisan issue. You would not do business with a company that allowed access to information online like TikTok is allowing access to communist China. And if you don't believe Trump or you don't believe any of the pundits that are talking about TikTok, I mean, look, I can go back and show you at least five left-wing people that talked about the horrors of TikTok. And then Trump comes out and says he wants to ban it. And now they're like, oh, you're afraid of a bunch of 14-year-olds. You hate young people. You hate TikTok. There are major red flags. There are Chinese companies, Tencent and Huawei, ZTE, Alibaba. They do not have the ability to say no to President Xi. They don't have the ability to say no to the Chinese Communist Party. So when Huawei, what is the phone there? It's Huawei, right? The phone that had the 25 zoom lens, and that the American government came out and said, this is actually a tool of China. This is not a phone. This is a spy device. They will come out and say, look, our servers are in the United States. We employ Americans to run this company. The New York Times has quoted TikTok, the boss of TikTok, who basically said, if I was told by the Chinese to hand over data, I would personally tell the president of China no. Well, the problem is no one has ever done that. And so there are lawsuits all over the place. For example, when TikTok has someone talk about the Uyghur Muslims, the Uyghurs out in China. When someone talks about the any human rights abuse, Tibetan monks, try to see a video on TikTok about Tibetan monks. Talk about Tiananmen Square and see what happens to your account. This is not just a matter of taking your personal data and sharing it with communist China. It's about controlling the internet so only what China wants the agenda to be, you can get. If this bleeds out into the United States and you have a platform that doesn't allow you to have access to information that other countries or other entities don't want you to have, it could be a major problem. We're going to talk about TikTok. Are your kids on it? Grandkids? It's addictive and it's unfortunately run by the Chinese, and we have to stop it. We have to get a replacement in there that's secure and is not controlled by the communist Chinese. 803-0930. We're talking TikTok and your TikTok stories during COVID right after this. La 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 la
la la la. Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, welcome back to the David Bellavia Show. Joe Beamer here, talking TikTok. A lot of you, for the very first time, hearing about this phenomenon, TikTok. You want to get on board? 803-0930. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board also open at 803-0930. And David, I have to be honest. I have tried to make a TikTok video, And at 31, almost 32, I have yet to successfully make one.
Well, see, the thing about TikTok and Kate Hyde and the Federalist in 2019 called this back in March is that, and this other article I'm reading in Forbes magazine, article written by Zach Doffman, and another one in CNET, and this one is Daniel Van Boom. Here's the thing. A lot of these IT folks that cover this tech really called this months ago, right? Popular culture people. It's mindlessness, and we love mindless, quick videos. And so the allure of TikTok, you know, you could say the danger of TikTok is too many people are obsessed with it. Okay, the danger of Mountain Dew Code Red. Here's the problem. Every phone has what's called a universal clipboard. I'm going to break this down Barney style. But the universal clipboard is basically everything you've ever cut and pasted. Your photos, your texts, your images, videos on your device is on a universal clipboard. Now, we know that when we delete them, they stay on that universal clipboard. So if a police officer, if an investigation is going on, even though you deleted information, you could still extrapolate that information on the universal clipboard. There are apps on the Android marketplace and in the Apple marketplace that when you turn on your device, when you turn on the app, it will scan your universal clipboard. That's alarming, and there are very few apps that do that on the Apple device, and they really have no business doing that, but the app does it, right? TikTok is not the only app that scans your universal clipboard. Here's the problem with TikTok. They are taking your universal clipboard and they are pasting your universal clipboard. This is a horse of a different color. Now, in the case in California, the lawsuit that's happening right now, California believes that they can prove that not only are they pasting the clipboard, but they're sending it back to China. That's another major issue. We're not just talking about, ooh, these guys are in our personal data. It's we believe that TikTok is exploiting personal data and sending it back to moderators in China. Now, here's why this is dangerous. In Germany, there's a lawsuit. The German government is going after the company behind TikTok because they're claiming that on gay people's TikTok accounts, their information is not only being blocked, but their universal clipboard is being affected. Now, think about what's happening there. You're not allowing other people to see other material. Kind of sounds like Twitter and Facebook, to be honest with you. But the thing here is that it's one thing to control what conversations people are having, what thoughts they're sharing. It's another thing to use people's personal data to then control what people are saying and who they can talk to. Because once you have everyone's data and you're sending it back to the mothership, now you start to do a Google search on a TikTok, you know, if you're, you know, eventually the news media moves over to Facebook. Facebook starts off where people can just take pictures of their food. And then it's, I want to take pictures of my fake life. And then it's, I want to make my own press release because I'm my own entity. And then what ends up happening? WBN goes on Facebook. Real journalists go on Facebook and they share real information. And Twitter is used for real information. A lot of the more sophisticated news companies are using Snapchat to tell stories, Instagram stories on a news-related event. Now you're using these social media platforms to get information. And if that information is stymied by, oh, I don't know, a communist government, it's hard to do searches on things like Wuhan virus, right? If you can't, if from January to March, you couldn't Google anything about what was happening in Wuhan, China, how could we ever have been prepared for what was coming from Wuhan, China? I mean, everyone wants to talk about America was caught flat-footed during the coronavirus, but how could any reliable, credible information come out of a camp, out of a country and a communist party that doesn't allow that information out? I'm, you know, perusing TikTok in Buffalo, New York, and I can't get valid information. I don't have access to information because I'm using an app. And, oh, by the way, this app knows what I'm doing. has copied what I'm doing and has sent it back to a foreign, to China. If you're in the Department of Defense, you can't have TikTok on your phone. We just heard from a defense contractor here in Western New York. They're not allowed to have TikTok on their phone. There are people in the government that can't have this on their phone. If the government is telling its employees, we are not allowing you to have an app on your phone because we have no doubt that this is not only being stolen from you, replicated, and then sent back to communist China. I'm sorry, but the rest of the country, you should be able to protect your personal information as much as the government's able to protect their personal secrets. I think that's a fair deal to make between a government and the citizens of a country. This is a major, major deal. And it's unfortunately super fun. It's super exciting. And it was designed to be super fun and super exciting, right? And by the way, TikTok Next is not the only Chinese app that does it. It's just the most popular. It's just the one that everyone loves. Every other Chinese app does the exact same thing. And all of these companies are going to be doing the exact same thing. When the F-22 and the F-35 were made, one of the things defense contractors went through and said, no Chinese parts at all. Not one single Chinese part can be in this fixed-wing craft because the Chinese will literally put in, whether it's a circuit board or it's a piece of software, one little device can literally send that information out, put that information on a cloud. And now we're tracking the speed and the trajectory and how all this stuff works. It's mind-boggling to think that there's a country out there that is constantly stealing information. But again, there's no incentive to create in China. Communist countries do not create incentive to go out there and do research and development and make the longer-lasting light bulb. They don't need to because they just steal other free countries in the West who've created the longer-lasting light bulb. They can steal and copy anything. So they don't have to create. They just have to come up with more clever ways to steal other people's stuff. And TikTok is one of them. And unfortunately, this had to happen during the Trump administration where he's just a guy who just wants to cancel Christmas during COVID. But the reality is it's bad. And it literally, there's another site out there that is, almost identical to TikTok. It's not cool. And the kids love what's cool. But the fact is, anyone can do this without going to your universal clipboard. Anyone can do this without exploiting it. And no one should be sending that information anywhere. And TikTok and ByteDance are the ones that are always telling everyone, well, we're not Chinese run. We don't send anything back. Our servers, your moderators are in China. And according to Germany and California and Australia's DOD, Australia's Department of Defense said, there is nothing about TikTok that does not have Communist China written all over it. And by the way, Australia is the only country to officially say that the information going back to China is going back to their intelligence sources. Everyone else just says it's going back to China. Australia is saying it's going to the CIA of China, which is even more. So it's like every time you peel a layer of this onion back, you're like, this is horrible. And there's honestly, when you go to Washington, you start talking to real people and real elected officials. There is no one that is pro TikTok in Washington. Nancy Pelosi has been briefed on this and she's disgusted. Left and right together are universally ready to back what needs to happen. It's going to happen by executive order because honestly, I don't think the Democrats are going to vote for anything that Trump puts his name on. And he realizes that. But if you really pushed hard on people on the left and talked about TikTok, they will tell you the exact same thing. This is not a partisan issue, and you're going to have to sit down with your kids. It doesn't matter if Microsoft takes them over. What has to change is the universal clipboard being scanned, copied, and sent to another entity. And I'm sorry, I don't think it's a lot to ask. You know, if you found out that Uber was taking pictures of you when you were at your kid's graduation and sending them to Yugoslavia, you would be like, what are you doing?
if Microsoft buys TikTok, would they be able to change that, or would
they
that
have to? They have to. No, because no American company can do that, first of all. Right, so it's a totally different standard in the United States. But the thing that Microsoft, it's not just the TikTok rebranding, which probably needs to be done anyway, but it's just assuring that this is not going to be taken, exploited, and sent. And if that's part of your policy, let's put it this way. If we found out that Amazon was stealing everything from your phone and creating another version of that on a cloud somewhere in Russia, you don't think Jeff Bezos would be under indictment right now? Of course he would.
I just think it's amazing that because Trump puts his name on it, Democrats are making this sound like it's such a bad thing. So what happens if Joe Biden wins in November? And they're talking about how awful this executive order was. Say it does happen. Is he going to undo the executive order just because it has Trump's name on it?
No way.
Or are they about to say, you know what? Actually, he was right about this.
There's a lot here that makes sense. And it really is not a partisan issue. But, you've got 9-year-old. And here's another thing about TikTok, unrelated to China. The real thing that is disturbing about TikTok is you've got a lot of young people on TikTok. And if you're not getting information about, can I go to a company and say, we've got a pedophile that's, contacting 6-9-year-old girls and he's being inappropriate. We're trying to track him down. This is not a reliable company that's going to share that information. Their policy is going to be, hey, we're doing our own thing over here. We'll work with law enforcement when we have to. I don't know. But in a world that is chasing Jeffrey Epstein, that thinks that Wayfair is selling boys in cabinets, in a world that is all outraged over the Catholic Church, you would think that America would be a little bit more concerned that, you've got scantily clad young people dancing 30-second videos all the time, and that could be used by any number of creepers. I mean, there's other aspects of TikTok that are disturbing that really have nothing to do with China. I mean, the amount of time and effort, people uploading thousands of videos, it's ridiculous. They're making money, too.
And the problem with what you said, David, is you don't go on TikTok looking for something. It all just comes up on a news feed. So say you are that person who is looking for the underage people. Your feed would actually be right to you, and you would just go through video after video. And the fact that they wouldn't say, hey, this is the guy. Here's his TikTok account. Here's where he's located. It blows my mind that people are going, well, we can't get rid of this app.
So these app companies... always like to be the ones that say why they need all their information. They're building what is the term? It's universal library, your legacy software library, right? And companies will tell you as a consumer, I need a legacy software library so I could better serve you, right? If I know you like Audible and you like reading books about the Civil War, I want to give you the opportunity to have other Civil War history in all of your apps. I want to help you be the best consumer you can be. And on the surface, you're thinking, please, phone, help me be the best consumer I can be. Give me all the things I care about, enrich me, let me be a better person. But unfortunately, you're really being vulnerable. I mean, some people take a long time in a company before you get tenure. The company doesn't trust you when they first hire you, but that relationship with your phone, it's got more information on it than any person will ever know about you. It's got your what you're Googling, what you're researching. I mean, how many people have turned out involved in a murder, and then you find out on their phone, they're literally Googling, how to get rid of the body smell in your trunk. I mean, our law enforcement does an incredible job of cracking the case. But in the modern era, it really, criminality, with all of the information that's out there, it does make it simple. You get access to the phone, it's over. One of the reasons why the Las Vegas shooter was such an enigma was because he didn't have any online information. He didn't have a phone. He didn't go on Facebook. He didn't, put up a Confederate flags. A lot of these idiots that go out and hurt people, they want, they're so insecure, they're so craven, they have to have a manifesto. They have to have a point of view. If someone doesn't put that out there, it's almost impossible to find out why a person did what they did. And law enforcement can get your phone and in 3 seconds find out, hey, man, this isn't an isolated situation. You've been Googling this illegal activity for the better part of 15 years. You know, everything is right here. You hope that you trust a company and you hope that you trust an app to respect that. And in TikTok's situation, not only do they have access to it, which should be a problem anyway. The problem should be an app should not have access to that information. But we give it to them. We give it to them in the terms and conditions. Americans are, yes, have access to my camera. Of course I want the microphone. Yes, my contacts. Yes, my Facebook updates. Yes, my calendar. Go ahead. Now there's the things that you don't give permission for. Now there's the, you know, the clipboard, the universal clipboard, and it's being replicated and sent out, and China's like, hey, here's a great thing. Okay, TikTok changes their ways. They find Jesus, they walk the good walk, and they sin no more. You still have literally how many gazillion, you know, gigabytes of American data? What are you going to do with that?
And mostly younger data, so stuff that'll be good for decades. People who are just in their teens now, this is stuff you can use.
But think about this. You know, again, conspiracies, you have to work with a government servant long enough to really, if you really believe in conspiracies, just meet a government employee. Hang out with a government employee for 6 weeks, and you'll find out that conspiracies are really hard to keep because government servants love to talk. Everyone loves to talk. Secrets are hard to keep. And conspiracies are almost impossible. There's elements of truth, but you can't believe Oliver Stone's version on anything. There's a mix of everything there.
I just trust Coast to Coast.
Well, there you go. Art Bell and they'll never steer you wrong out there. The issue here with why is that information important? Realize that right now we're about to go into a vote, okay? And you can identify how you're doing in an election in real time by knowing if your people went to the ballot box. Okay? In the old days, you couldn't sign a book or you couldn't get information after someone walked through the ballot. They go to the polling station, they vote, they do their thing. Now that everything's, you know, in the mail or you have a different accessibility to voting, I can determine where you are in the world and know if you're voting. If I'm showing that your phone is on the other side of the district, I'm like, you better get that guy over to the voting booth, right? He hasn't voted yet. And once your phone hits a certain zip code, it triggers that you went past the voting place. This is a likely voter. He probably voted. That's happening in America and it's legal. Imagine what China can do that's illegal. There's a lot of things that we do with technology that's completely legal in the United States that's disturbing. What do you think China's doing with the stuff that is illegal? Well, they hate us and they want to steal everything we have. Have a great day, everyone.
Hey, we're going to break right now. This is the David Bellavia Show. When we come back, Dr. Mark Epstein will be on with David to kick off the segment. If you want to join us on social media, at David WBEN, also the David Bellavia Show on Facebook, and the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board is open at 716-803-0930. News is next, and then back to David here on WBEN.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.